Starting a business is never easy. It takes a lot of time, it can take a lot of money, and often you don't know what you don't know. Today you'll hear from Charlotte and Laura from In Common. They're a fantastic social enterprise which bring older and younger people together, bridging that generational gap in the care sector. We talked to Charlotte and Laura straight after their pitch to join Investec's social enterprise incubator, Beyond Business. They shared their story, their mission, their partnership, and their passion.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you today?
Good morning. Yeah, well, good, thank you. Yeah.
So you just pitched to the Beyond Business panel. How did it go?
Went well, I think. It's still sinking in a little bit now. Yeah, I think we were both a little bit nervous at the start, understandably so. And I could feel that I was talking, but not quite as a relaxed way as when we got into the questions. And I think that's really where we both came to life. And
I think we're both still buzzing a little bit from the adrenaline of the kind of question and answer session. But it was a really good experience, actually.
Yeah,
and having the questions from the dragons really helped us think through some of the some things in our business. So it's a good experience.
That's great. So talk a little bit about In Common. What do you guys do?
So In Common, as you said, is a social enterprise tackling loneliness and boosting well-being amongst older people by taking groups of primary school children into retirement homes. Mm-hmm. We have a program called Helping Hands, which is a project-based PSHE program for primary schools. And it involves matching up a group of older people from a retirement home for 6 weeks with a primary school class nearby. And they go and visit to learn about the life cycle, dealing with changes, and how we all get old.
That's fantastic. And how has the feedback been so far with the schools you've worked with?
It's been good. Yeah, I think we've done a couple of pilot programs so far, and the children have really loved it. And the teachers have said that it's been a really good way of engaging some of their children, particularly perhaps people for whom classroom learning doesn't always work quite so well. Have found that it's a really interesting way of learning about the wider world and people in their community. And then so far, the residents of the retirement homes we've been in have really enjoyed it. So that's really important to us.
Yeah.
I saw your business plan and it's very robust. It's very detailed, and it talks about all of the different partners and the different areas that you're working with. How was the process of putting it together? I suppose it didn't do that overnight.
It was a really helpful process, actually. I think the questions that Beyond Business and Kim and Alan have kind of put together, in that they give a draft outline template, so we didn't start from nothing, which was really, really helpful. I think they've really carefully thought about what you need to be considering at this stage of starting a business. So actually, some of the things around our competitor analysis wasn't something we'd done before, and really helped us to get that on paper. But because we have been running In Common for a little while now, this is coming into our 13th month, maybe, some of the things we have already been thinking about and have in different places from different things in the past. So it wasn't as much of a sort of a hard thing to write as it might have been.
We definitely were pulling some things together.
Exactly.
And I think it was just such a useful process, because since then we've been applying for other things, or we've been using it internally as well, just to refer to. It's just a really nice document to have of like, oh, okay, well, you know, if we're in doubt, look at the business plan that we pulled together. That's just very comprehensive and has everything there.
Yeah.
You two have a great chemistry, I must say. You seem to complement each other really well.
I think we do.
Yeah.
We're very different.
We are different.
When we started In Common, I think we thought we were quite similar, but as we've run it, you maybe don't think that, but as we've run it, we've realised we're quite different, but we do love running it together. It's good fun.
We do. Yeah.
That's great. How does the partnership work? Like, where does one complement the other?
Yeah, so when we first started, we had broad areas of work that we both covered. But to be honest, I think it was just kind of both rolling up our sleeves and doing everything that came our way. And now I think we've moved into something that feels a bit clearer. Mm-hmm. So I am in charge of program, comms, and partnerships. And Charlotte leads on
finance and operations, yeah, and fundraising, mm-hmm, and impact. So impact measurement and social impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of co-lead on our long-term strategy, mm-hmm, and kind of developing a team and culture. At the moment, it's just the two of us, but we want a strong team culture for when we hopefully work with more people in the future.
Yeah. Can you tell me just a little bit more about your journey? Like, mm-hmm, where did the idea come from?
Yeah,
of course.
So Charlotte and I met beginning of almost 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
At the start of a fellowship program in social innovation and entrepreneurship, and that's called Year Here. Mm-hmm. And we did that for a year, and as part of that program, you're given the opportunity to start a social enterprise. And Charlotte and I had worked together a little bit, but not that much before. Mm. And we both knew we really wanted to work in the in older people's social care in that space. I have worked before as a carer, and Charlotte's worked in a care home before.
I worked in a care home. I think we both just had experiences supporting older people in different capacities, and knew that we loved working in that environment, mm-hmm, but also we're quite aware of the kind of lack of aspiration for older people's quality of life generally, the kind of frustration that we both felt about the willingness to settle for, you know, people are just about okay, mm-hmm, rather than actually looking for something that is much better than just about okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we came together from those kind of backgrounds. A little bit of educational experience. You'd spent some time in a school. Mm-hmm. So I think the starting points of in common were probably there, but actually it took us ages to come to find the idea that we're working on now. We started with a problem that we were really passionate about solving, and for the first few months of the business we were trying out lots of different things, redesigning our programs, not working with children at that stage. So it did take us a little while to arrive at something that we thought was sustainable and had the social impact that we wanted to have. But it was definitely worth it.
Definitely was, yeah. And we got to that point in about February of this year. Mm-hmm. So we went on a work retreat where we went away for a week together, because we thought, okay, we've learned a lot over the last few months. When we're in the office every day, we don't quite have the time to consolidate and let it sink in the way we want it to. And so we went away to Torquay, Devon.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my family's house has a house in Devon, so we went to stay there for a week and spent some time walking on the cliffs, mm-hmm, and having some gin tonics, I'm gonna say that.
Yeah,
and lots of post-it notes, and mm-hmm, came back from that with a really clear sense of this is the idea we want to work on. We want to give it as much of ourselves over the next at least 12 months as we can. How far can we get with it?
Definitely, yeah. And then piloted that in May of this, mm-hmm, year, mm-hmm, a mini pilot to test it out. And now with the new, so we took a break from delivery over summer because of the school holidays, mm-hmm, and now in September we're back delivering a program with 6 primary schools and 6 sheltered schemes in South East London.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive. You're doing all that and finding the time to prepare the pitch and come for this as well.
I think it's really helped actually that we're in delivery in terms of preparing for the pitch.
Yeah,
the fact that we're doing it every day just makes a huge difference to being able to answer questions in the den. And
absolutely, yeah, it's just very fresh.
Yeah, it's all we think about.
Yeah,
not quite.
What do you think, like, businesses like Investec, mm-hmm, big businesses, how do you think we could help you the most? We talked a bit about the college, mm-hmm, the Beyond Business College that is coming up, hopefully, in January. But, like, in what areas could we help you the most?
There are some big areas of expertise that I think we feel quite under-resourced in. Mm-hmm. So finance, particularly, which is absolutely something that Investec, mm-hmm, has clearly a wealth of experience in. Also sales, probably. Mm-hmm. They're both things that we haven't had much experience of prior to running in common, mm-hmm, and where there's a lot of best practice and tools, support that have been really valuable. So even during the process actually of setting up, of getting to this stage in the application, we had a session with some people from Investec looking at business modelling, which was so valuable, just to have a chance to see how they would approach a challenge of modelling a business like InCommon and all of the different resources that they would pull in to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that one of the reasons I think that was so useful is that we had a really good chunk of time with people in a one-to-one capacity to really go into the details of the business, and they'd also been sent the business plan before, so we could hit the ground running. I think sometimes we find when we have meetings with people, if it is for the first time, you can spend so much time just explaining what it is and what we do, that then when we actually get into the point of going through some of the areas that we think we need help with, that time is almost up. And so the Investec one, I remember going away thinking, wow, that was really great. We kind of started on the same page. They knew our stuff, and we could really spend that time working through some problems together.
So they had to look to the business model.
They had. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So they'd been sent that before. Right. They were very, very well briefed, probably knew it like better than I did when we turned up at the meeting. It was really good. It was very helpful.
What advice would you give to other people like you who have a fantastic idea such as this, which, you know, has a great social impact as well as being a profitable business opportunity? Where to start?
I think my piece of advice would be to surround yourselves with great people who you trust and get on with and can support one another. And then other relationships that we've had with other entrepreneurs through the Year Here program, those have just been transformational for kind of feeling confident, feeling able to have to do something like this in the first place, and also feeling kind of supported when there are the bad days that you get through them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think that we've been very lucky to be part of that network of people who have done a lot of this kind of thing before and were able to talk us through, and actually being in the physical space with them as well. So we are we're on an accelerator program right now just by London Fields in Hackney, and we have office space there with lots of other ventures as well. And that's great for just, I think, the kind of very quick sharing of opportunities and ideas, but also just makes us feel like we're part of something bigger than just the two of us, because sometimes it can be quite isolating in those first days when it's just maybe you, like one person or two people just sitting with an idea and really not sure of how it's going to land with the rest of the world. But having people around us who we can just really quickly ask for feedback or advice has been so useful.
Yeah, I don't think you quite understand how inspiring you are. That's incredible. It's really incredible. Thank you so much, I guess, for your time.
Thank you very much, Anna. It's lovely to chat to you.
InCommon is one of the 6 social enterprises that joined Beyond Business in 2018. They received up to $17,000 in funding and were invited to the Beyond Business College, where they will receive one-to-one specialist advice and inspiration from experts from all around Investec. They will receive continuous support to help their business grow. Please follow Investec and subscribe if you want to hear more stories of social entrepreneurs who, like Laura and Charlotte, are out of the ordinary.